Akmak volcano unexpectedly started erupting about 11:45 on Saturday morning, sending a plume of ash 35,000 feet into the air. The small Fort Glen cattle ranch sits near the base of the volcano. Ranch hand Thomas Hardiman was splitting wood when he heard the noise.
And I was thinking to myself, wait a minute, this doesn't sound like an avalanche because there's not enough snow up there to have this loud, long, rumbling sound. And it kept going on. I says, no, I says, not. I said, that's the volcano.
The 10 residents decided they had to leave. Ranch manager Lonnie Kennedy started shuttling them in a tiny helicopter in pairs across a narrow strait to an uninhabited part of Unalaska Island. He only got 7 people across before the ash in the air was too thick to make another trip.
And I turned around and looked, and it was just, by then it was black. I couldn't even see Umnak anymore. And I called him on the VHF, and I said, I can't do it. It just made me sick not to be able to, but I knew there was no way I even could have flown over there probably without crashing. So
they sent out a call for help to all nearby marine vessels. As they waited, bursts of lightning caused by static electricity in the ash punctuated the sky with bolts and sparks.
One hit over there on Unalaska, right by where we were at. I was afraid it hit the helicopter, but it hit right there. And man, I mean, there was no delay between the flash and the bang. It was like, boom!
Right.
The fishing vessel Terry Gale responded to the distress call.
Oh, yeah, of course I was nervous, you know, running straight into that thing. But, you know, like I said, if it was me sitting there, I'd sure hope somebody would come and get me. And, you know, and when it got dark like that and the ash was falling, you knew that there was no way that the Coast Guard could bring a helicopter in there, or anybody could bring a helicopter in there.
Dwayne Freeman is the Terry Gale's captain. He says they went first to Umnak Island and picked up the 2 men who were stranded there.
It was 1 in the afternoon, and I have not seen even nighttime be that dark because it was black, like sand raining out of the sky.
The ash was so thick, Freeman couldn't see them standing on a small dock until they shot a gun into the air to get the ship's attention. The ship then went to pick up the others across the strait.
When I was coming up to the beach, they turned the strobe light on the helicopter that was landed, and that guided me into the beach. That's how I found them at the beach. So smart thinking on Lonnie's part.
Using their life raft, they transported everyone, including a small infant, onto the fishing boat and headed towards Unalaska.
Probably about a half hour after we picked them up, that's when the wind had changed and the sun started coming back out. Looking at the Unalaska Island, it was all black. No green, no vegetation. It was covered black. The hills were black.
And the Terry Gale was covered in ash 3 inches deep. They arrived safely into Unalaska about 1 a.m. on Sunday. Scientists with the Alaska Volcano Observatory say Akmak Volcano started showing seismic activity only about 4 hours before it erupted. Chrisway Thomas says this is unusual, but not unprecedented.
Because the volcano is so active, it's had a large number of historical eruptions. There's probably little bits of little pods of magma here and there underneath the caldera, and so they periodically leak to the surface. Depending on how they do so, they could be explosive or not. Depends on how much gas is involved, how fast they rise, things like that.
Akmak had major eruptions 12 and 2,000 years ago, forming a caldera. The most recent eruption, in 1997, was minor. It's considered an active volcano, but Wei Thomas says this activity is probably nothing to be concerned about.
I think if something truly catastrophic were in the works, we probably have seen a lot of precursory seismic. Hopefully this is just a one-shot eruption and that'll be it. But, of course, way early to tell if that's the case.
The observatory will know more when they analyze ash samples from the volcano. Ash from the eruption was carried east to Unalaska and beyond, coating cars and canceling flights. The 10 residents of Fort Glen Ranch made it to Unalaska unharmed, but about 2,400 cattle still roam the area of the volcano. Kennedy says the animals in the grass are probably covered in ash, but he's not too worried.
I'm not really that worried about them. It's been my experience that most of the time animals fare a lot better than people do in natural disasters. So I guess I have to keep a positive outlook until I go back out there and find out different. But
he says the ash was sandy and didn't make it difficult to breathe. The ranchers are staying with friends until they get the go-ahead to return to the island. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.